Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. We are together right through up to 7 on this Sunday. Huh? It's just going to be beautiful. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. And as for you and me, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. Yes, welcome to it. Back to Basics, the name of the show. And I can say without a doubt that we'll be having guests, we'll be talking, and that we will also be engaging with you. We won't be talking at you. You know, radio, sometimes you will find that people are talking at you. But radio is a mode of communication. It's a two-way street, if not a four-way street, you know. So when you send a message, there must be a response. And we know a response comes after an interpretation, attaching of meaning as you send the message. And of course, also, as the message returns, it touches also a particular perspective. Then you get a particular response. So it's just going to be beautiful. And good music. I promise you, good music that we will be playing. And such good songs also that I know if we play these kinds of songs, you also will dance together with us. Yeah. I believe that if we can take this song that we haven't played for quite some time. We haven't played this song for quite some time. And I think it's a beautiful one. Let's start the show with it.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
That is Olita Adams, I tell you. Holy is the Lamb. Remember her when she was with Tears for Fears? Women in Chains, that's the song. You should check it out, man. It's a beautiful song. And especially in the plight of women and the sufferings that women have been going through. And then I saw this song, man. I was very young. I think I was in high school or something. I was very young, man. And it was playing like nobody's business. And it was really, really hitting me hard, this song. And the plight and the awareness with regards to the abuse that many women are suffering. These guys have been on it long before people could say gender-based violence. These guys were on it, you know, really addressing the issue. Olita Adams, one of them. A child of the Father, I should say. Hey, as I said, that we are going to be touching base with Jabulani Dominic. Yes, tsizo yasekhonweni ke le. Hey, ndoda. Tsizo yasekhonweni. Kunjani kodwa wena wasekhonweni? Ntsizo yasekhonweni.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu mngani wami, ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane khona le moyeni futhi namhlanje nabalaleli babingelele nabo ngegama lika Jesu Kristu.
Hey, ndoda yazini mhlambe ithi ngidlulise lokhu. Uyabona bese siyachubeka. Mina ngiyakuthanda mfo. Ngiyakuthanda bafo. Hayi kancane nje. Hayi kancane.
Ngibonga kakhulu mngani wami. Hayi nami ngiyakuthanda kakhulu.
Hayi kancane. Hayi kancane. Uyayibona. Yeah. Omunye angabi nomona ngoba ngikakhulumi naye. Wesipho. Wesipho, wesipho, wesipho. Unkumbuzi gogo, amgogo bekangangibizisi. Wathi wesipho ngiyazi ukuthi kukhona into acabangelayo la ukuthi yini bengiyenzile. Eish, madodana.
Yeah.
Ukhohla ke lona. Wesipho. Hey, Sipho, man of God. Paulos. Sawubona baba.
We usaphila kodwa mfundisi wami.
Hey, 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 tswe.
Angibonga uNkulunkulu ngawe mfundisi. Asibingelele uJabulani Dominic. Uright kodwa uJabulani Dominic. Murudi wanga. Ah, ngiyaphila mfethu, ngiyaphila mfethu. Njengeqhabi lavinika.
Ngikubonga.
Sawubona. Sela balalele emakhaya.
Hawu Nkosi yami. Hey madoda. Sithi usese inkosi.
Amen.
Uyahusha hamashiya.
Awu the greatest king.
Bambiza ngamagama amaningi kodwa nali igama lakhe.
Yebo.
Uyahusha. Hey madoda. Ha 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 ha. Inkosi yokuphila konke akekho njengaye.
Ah yebo labakholwayo leli.
Uyayibona indaba enkulu.
Amen.
Imvuselelo yethu ke leli gama.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth has known no other name bigger than this one.
My God.
That the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hey, every knee shall bow.
And every tongue confess that Yahusha,
the Lord,
He is the Son of the Father. Ebo.
Hallelujah.
Ah, bagithi. Hey, madoda ngiyajabula ke namhlanje.
Thandiwe Zulwini.
Ah, ngempela, ngempela, ngempela. Uhambe njani ke Sipho? Ngoba bowusekwaqwa.
Hey, kuhambeke kahle, ivoice ibuyile kufani. Siyambonga uJesu mfundisi osenze lokukhulu ukuthi besingabantu bokukhalela, but we thank you that he came so that we have life and life in abundance.
Hey ndoda, ngiyabona you and your wife are really celebrating. Is it 12 years manje Sipho?
Hey, it's almost 12 years mfundisi. Besiyenza last week Sunday and I thank God.
Yeah.
All these years, and I'm so grateful. I give him all the glory.
Ah, hallelujah. 12 years, mfana. 12 years. Asikho isikhathi sokulala etshanini uyiware. Hey, khumbula bonke. Uthanda ukuzibhaqaza etshanini.
Uyaphi lapho?
Ukholeka, ukholeka, ukholeka lo oculayo. Ukholeka bekathanda ukuthi kimi no uBig Boy Mlangeni wakabo Babsi. Bekathanda ukuthi kimi. Hambani mfundisi wena notabix nozidutluza nozidutluza eswimming pool mina ngiyahamba ngishadile mina ngiyahamba after promotion senza ama promotions wonke we wengoma yakhe everything now she sees ukuthi hey I'm promoted nanya ndambe nozidutluza hey yaba rokholeka anyway welcome to it man and last week we were touching base on the issue of spiritual separation as to the implications. What does it mean to actually be spiritually separated when someone speaks with regards to that, making reference to themselves and saying, I am spiritually separated, set apart, consecrated, they say. What does it mean? And if we say we as a community of believers, we are spiritually consecrated, set apart. What does it imply? What does it bring across? When you are separated, does it mean that you have been taken out of a lot of people who are having some similitude and you are taken out so that you can bear a difference? Separated, does it mean that you have been cut off? Separated, does it mean that you have been taken out, snatched? Separated, does it mean that you are not like the rest of the people? Or you just came out? You know, or separation, does it mean that you basically bear different trademarks to those of the people, the lot of the people? Does it make you distinguishable from the rest? That is what I want to bring across. That's what I want to touch on as to what does it mean, therefore, when one says, I have been separated? Let me check some of the scriptures that have been written. Ezra chapter 2:62. It says, these sought their listing amongst those who were registered by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled. when you become excluded from the rest, maybe by genealogy. But in this case, we see people being excluded from the priesthood as defiled. Chapter 4, verse 3 speaks about Zerubbabel and Jeshua. It says, and the rest, it says, but Zerubbabel and Joshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel said to them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. We alone, not we with the rest. You see, these ones, they were separating themselves from the rest of the Persians. Ukwehluka nokwehlukaniswa nokuzikhipha. Hey, mntot. Hotintsa. Eh? Hotikathwantsa. Hm, hotswa. Mo bathong ba ba itseng, and then you become that which is the identity of your preference. Now, check this out. Ezra 6:21. Then the children of Israel who had returned from captivity ate together with all who had separated themselves from the filth of the nations of the land in order to seek the Lord God of Israel. A spiritual separation implies that one takes themselves out of the filth of the current situations, times, age. What is the filth of the age? I spoke about women abuse. I spoke about, you know, neglect, corruption. I've spoken quite a lot about the misdoings, misgivings, you know, ill treatments, you know, rituals that sacrifice people, all those kinds of things and stuff. And says these ones had separated themselves from the practices of their contemporaries. Huh? Your contemporaries, ontanga bakho, people in your generation. You find that there are things that they are doing, but you cast yourself off from those things.
Hey, Nkosiyam.
Nehemiah 9:2, it says, then those of the Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. In this case, when it speaks about foreigners, it doesn't speak about people who come from another land or another country. But it speaks about those who are of a different faith from them.
Yeah.
They separated themselves from those who had a faith that is foreign to them. And now that they were able to see some of their fallibilities in them, some of the fallibilities in them, they went before the Father and confessed so that they be made whole and forgiven. Because they saw somehow that their separation really doesn't go quite well. Nehemiah 13 verses 3. So it was when they had heard the law that they separated all the mixed multitudes from Israel. After hearing the law, they started to remove themselves from the mixing of the world. When one removes themselves from the mixes of the world. Aish.
Yeah.
Inhlanganiso yobuzwe.
Hey, phume izwe nya.
Nayo indaba enkulu. John 4 verse 9. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Separations is when you have no dealings with worldliness. No dealings with worldliness. Banna. Taba ye batla banna le ba khala bika di jazz. E batla ba khekolo.
Yeah.
ba tle ka dikubo le ditonkana.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Sipho Paulos and Jabulani Dominic. Someone was asking me, why labafana babili labafundisi baneibongo zesilungu ngathi angazi mina. Omunye uJabulani Dominic, omunye uSipho Paulos. Ngiyeka lapho. Let me start with you, Sipho. Let me start with you. Now,
wow, what a topic, what a topic from this.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the opportunity, which I'm also learning today from this Guinea and Nagbala Lemaka. And I thank God to Gucci, the topic and I'm trying learning, especially in the interest of Zengai. But what comes to my mind, Kakunusa quote, Lama verses, especially more quoting from the school, which one chapter 4, verse 9, Lakona Kuluma was Samaria, which I'm a Judah and I'm a Samaria was the last. It is true that as Christians, we must embrace the mind of what you are unique. At the same time, we are a peculiar nation, a nation of God, whereby you are called by God to be set apart for a specific task.
Yes.
Number one, you are created for a... created for all good works. In other words, everything that is good from God, you have to be part of it. And nevertheless, in the 800, I have been reminded what Daniel chapter 1. The Bible, Daniel chapter 1, going to verse 8. Mangifunda khona Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 ngimfundela ngimthatha khona ngoba lithi iBhayibheli uDaniel wazimisela enhlizweni uthi la but Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's finest food or with the wine which the king drank. So he asked the command of the official that he might be excused not to defile himself. So to set apart, you know, spiritual separation is that when you see yourself, oh, no, this is not good for me. In other words, you know what is good for you, and you separate yourself from a man. And as in other words, you no longer become the part, you group a team. You know yourself, if I'm doing this, I'll be compromising my standard, and I'll be compromising my faith. So, Daniel, it's by Bill. Now, we've been going to say, I'm going to say, every kind of food. But Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, Utila, Daniel made up his mind. In other words, spiritual separation, it means somebody, he needs a spiritual discernment. You don't simply just swallow anything. You don't simply just say amen to every speech, every preaching, every Tom, Dick, and Harry who speak the word. No, you thoroughly check and defy and then discern. Is this in a spiritual alignment? Yes, we call it this, that they need not to say to, you should say to them, amen. Because umuti amen, unjal. There are things that you need to somebody, umeshumayela, you align them. No, ngokwezwe kuhle, but ngokwe scripture umbhalo uthi. A standard that you need to always compare. Yingakho mfundisi ukuthi uDaniel wabana lokuhlakanipha wathi, no, I made up my mind. In other words, spiritual separation, it needs somebody abe spiritually mature to detect and to discern the things of the spirit.
Sure, I hear you. Someone who is able to detect and know what the Spirit of the Father is saying and live according to that.
Oh, yes.
In a world where we find conformity to be the new fashion statement, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, wena. Hey, ngiyakuzwa. Nguzwa kahle.
Uthathe izinto zezwe. Uthathe a song, ama lyrics akhona, or change somewhere there. Then you see this group sezwe, man. Lo mhlabeleli wabantu abangakholwa, but we've changed our family son to it. We are born good. We conform to the standard of respecting it.
It's amazing. Ungikhumbuze enye ingoma bathi thatha isigubhu usifake emzozweni ubumnandi obungaka. And then when I checked what it meant spiritually, it's talking about sex. And then now what I realized is that some people have taken it and then they've changed it into being a gospel song. Tatu Jesu mfake enhlizeni uzobuza ubumnandi obungaka. But you see, the spirits that govern that song have not been removed.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Have not been removed. Yeah. You know, so I get you. That is conformity in the highest disguise.
May God help us.
Conformity in the highest disguise. Yeah. We are talking about this very aspect. Jabu, what comes to mind then? We are separated, man. We must be peculiar. We must be visible. We must come out. We must be excluded from that which is of worldliness. It also speaks about us having the commission to do the Father's will in the way that the Father determines for us, not in the way that we feel. And then also to be separated from the filth of the current generation. You know, in other words, to check what are the filths of the current generation. I mean, corruption is the biggest one. You know, women abuse, women trafficking is so rife. These are the biggest ones. And we see these murders and all those kinds of things and stuff. Uncles in South Africa, man, I don't know, especially towards winter. Uncles are raping the kids, man. Taking a five-year-old kid and throwing her somewhere in Philippi, in somewhere in the bundus, in the bushes there in Philippi, and then you go and drink beer somewhere. After having raped your own nephew, your own niece.
Hey, shit.
So you could just see. And then we are told to separate ourselves from these practices. Look at how, I don't know if you saw the clip of small kids on video. It's going viral. They are smoking weed and drugs. It was all over the news in the morning. They're smoking weed and drugs at school and dancing. You want to bomb, bomb? You want to bomb, bomb? And they smoke the weeds and all those kinds of things and stuff. We must be separated. We must be separated from this. We must stop doing it. And that is what separation means. It means stop doing it and be separate. Come out from such. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, like, I love the word that speaks in 1 Peter. 1 Peter, I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It speaks about us as, you know, like chosen people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that we may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So I believe that this is separation, spiritual separation. This is identification of the believers and the children of God. We are chosen, number one. We are God's priesthood and also a holy nation. So that's why we cannot just behave in any way that we want to or that we see other people's, you know, behaviors. But we should be also mindful that we are, you know, like the chosen generation. God is the one who has separated us, actually, for umsebenzi wakhe. So that's why we cannot just do his into. Even in Numbers 6:2-6, it says about the Nazarene, the Nazarite, you know, how they were supposed to really conduct themselves. He said, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite. So those were the people that were separated for God. To dedicate himself to the Lord, he shall abstain from the wine and strong drink. Why wine? Because the book of Proverbs speaks about that wine is not good for kings. Because kings are separated for God.
Yeah.
You know, they receive instruction and they rule according to God's guidance, you know, and authority and power. So also, as children of God, you know, we are separated not to really partake of the strong drink. In other words, the pleasures of this world, you know, all worldliness and all forms of materialism. You know, he shall drink no vinegar, you know, whether made from wine or strong drink, nor shall he drink any grape juice, you know, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. But basically, it's speaking to, you know, how a believer is supposed to really know that they are chosen for God. They are chosen for God's purpose. Even our bodies, they are no longer ours, but they are the temple of the Holy Spirit. They are the dwelling place, you know, of God himself. Mm-hmm. So that's why we cannot just go around doing things the way we want or we see other people doing things. Sometimes we want to you become maybe you envy them. Also, I can just pay a bribe, man, my tender. Actually, my business can just boom like this. But you are chosen. You are a child of God. You cannot go that direction. You cannot pay a bribe. You have to understand that God is God. His own way of blessing you instead of you blessing yourself or allowing people to really like corrupt you by causing you to end up even buying something. We are chosen by God. That is spiritual separation. When we understand that we belong to God. Last week we even talked about that, you know, our inheritance is God himself. You know, yeah. So that's why we do not have to covet and desire anything of this world, because we have God as our inheritance. We belong to him. He owns us. He says, you know, like we are the people of his own pasture. Mm. He owns us. So it means we will never, you know, like we'll never lack, we will never hunger. We will never really actually, you know, go without food when we know that we belong to him. What we need to care about is his mission, is his work, of which is to spread the gospel throughout the world, that souls will be saved.
Mm. It's very important that we look into these things, man. And the issue of being separated implies exactly that you are a possession of the Father who wants you to be different so that he can show his righteous ways through you. And the difference that he speaks about is the one that he authenticates into you so that you can exhibit to those who are looking on to you and through into your life that there is a possibility of difference. You know, there are people who basically have gone to an extent of actually no longer thinking that there can be anything different. They've given up. They've been downtrodden, hurt, disappointed.
Of course.
And now they actually would see you being different and something within them becomes revived. Something becomes revived. That there is something about you which basically was somewhat lost from them. And they're able to rekindle that. It's important we look into such. I believe the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, then, the time has just gone on to 21 minutes before the hour 6. My name is Ray. We are together right through up to 5. I'm talking to Sipho Paulos, Jabulani Dominic, and we are talking about the implications of a spiritual separation, what it is actually even all about, you know? And what the word says. I love to refer to the word so that I don't place my own opinion ezoziyela leqilini philosophy am. Hey, sengibeke kwami lapha ngithi ngowami umbono. Cha, chi cho chu. Angingeni le. Right, and of course, let me bring this to you, Sipho. And Sipho, ithi ngibonga umfundisi uMakamu ke last week. Hey, uye sisafaka umfundisi uMakamu last week. Angazi mawe ulalela maloku driver from Eqo. Yabona, ayeqonce Eqo. Yeah. Uma udriver lapha ane Free State. Bengikhuluma noMakamu sinojabulani.
Yeah.
Yeah, uMakamu wayibamba baba.
Amen.
Hawu wayibamba uMakamu. Wakijima nathu uMakamu.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Siyabonga lapha Makamu man. Siyabonga mfundisi Makamu. Siyabonga. Hey, solo kwagcoka ikhololo mfo wethu. Hayi. Uyashisa.
Baba.
Mm. Hayi. Uyashisa. Kusendofaya. Yeah. Suka maphepha. Sala makhadibhokisi. Hayi uyashisa. Uyashisa. So touching this aspect, and I said, okay, then we will touch this aspect of spiritual separation this week, Yabon. Yes. Now, let me bring this back to you, Sipho. Now, when we talk about spiritual separation, this is amazing. Exodus 32:26, Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. Here, being spiritually separated, it is to heed to the voice of the call of the Heavenly Father.
Mm.
Praises be unto him. All praises unto the Almighty, the Most High. When he calls us, we gather to him. If faced with a conative moment, a time of choosing, we choose him. We are on his side. That is spiritual separation. It should mean that on the side of the Heavenly Father. Sibo, Ruth.
It's amazing from the Sibuti. His spiritual separation, I think, it means somebody was a spiritually mature, standing on what he knows and know what he has faith on. Because if you won't stand your crown, because those are the testing time. You remind me from this Micaiah in the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 12. By the little Gwabiza, one of the prophet before Inkosi, Iham, Yimbin, Waktua, I guess you go to Gobanjan in Bin. By the little Gwabiza, the prophet, the Kulmanazul, in Yibonga, but I, Shonakon and Gosu, Opumelel, was to accept communion prophet in a. But you are no economy car, lawyer, Kulumogufena. The Bible in the Scatter Landra, we advise, but you are the messengers who went to call Micaiah. They said to him, "Listen, the word of all the prophets are in one accord for telling a favorable outcome for the king. So just let your word be like one of them and speak favorably." Verse 30, but Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, I will only speak what my God says." A spiritual separation from the physical, you stand your ground. Even when test and trials comes in, you stood the test of time. You don't simply just follow the crowd. No, aba prophet, bonke aba prophet, agrees into the man, me tombe, but niggas about them naming Muhammad the car. What God says, as long as the Lord lives, I'll speak what God says. In other words, spiritual separation, you speak only what God says to you. Not what you feel, not what the crowd, and you're also reminding me from this more early and early young, little pipe in Wababiz about that goes a woman in Nimanig and Nigama fighting out too.
Hey,
if bad women in cold, Shunan call. If melanin and cons in Kunugul,
Shunan call. Yeah.
Ah, I'm from Kukanama car with your shoe. Why am I a little young? What's in the name to Yam?
Yeah.
That's a spiritual separation. Ukuthi uma nifuna ukukhonza uNkulunkulu bama amor elibashiyele eGibhithe nezanabula lalelani mina nendlu yami. In other words, in spiritual separation, lisho ukuthi you stand your ground. In other words, you know the God whom you serve. Kufana noDaniel ukuthi bathi makhala igubhu namamfingwane bonke wonke umuntu shall bow. But unfortunately, these three guys, lithi iBhayibheli wathi hayi thina sikukhothama, ukhothama kuNkulunkulu yena yedwa. You know why? It was a spiritual separation. No, we are not serving the same God that they are serving. But they stood their ground. In other words, spiritual separation, you should know the God whom you serve.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. And you can send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. That's 0826572729. And let's get to hear what you're saying. Let's get to read what you're saying. You can also drop us a voice note as to what does it mean to be spiritually separated. If you are separated as a child of the Father, what does it mean to you? Abangani bathi mnganam asambe siyaphuza. Asibaye siyaphuza. Hey, 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 hey. Uthi uyabheka lapha ekhaya, hey. Le iphuza abakhuluma ngazo asiyileze ikhona ekhaya. Ekhaya kunegemere, kunamarewu, kunamanzi, kunetiye. And then kune sweet eight.
akusizo lezi.
You have to be separated. Kwenzakala. Someone uke wangifonele ekwatileke la from eMamelodi that year. So manje ngoba angiphuzi nginohamba nabo. Angiphuzi mara ngihamba nabo. Association brings assimilation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uhamba nabo.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Abantu yebo dasley.
Yeah.
Aw bosya. Ongkwatela ke udadewethu marayi kuze lo.
Hayi.
Send us yeah man. Send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. That's 0826572729 and you can also drop us a voice note. Usitshele ukuthi when uyibona kanjani ke le ndaba. And then bese ke ushayela ucingo 012-333-8699. That's 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Usitshele ukuthi wena ufila kanjani ke ngale ndaba. How do you feel about what we're talking about? What does it mean to be separated? And sometimes, you know, being separated comes with a cost, but busy ibhari. Hey, bakubiza ibhari. Angithi masoyekile ini yabona ne. Naleze bezicwaya kuyabona leze bezicwaya Joe khona leze bezicwaya zazi ukuthi eli outlay yashaya ngempama le mara solokwela wasindisa hayi bona bavela lapha ya bayaza ke kubashaya bashintshile dimani yabona ya khona leze bezikudumisa njalo uyabona leze bezikudumisa ya zikubiza impintshazo zigcwala ngawe kakhulu hey nabo sister ya nabo sister bebagcwala ngawe kakhulu brother abasayingeni indaba yakho ngoba hey ayisaphuma imali yamasavana ayisaphumi
amen
bakubona uphethe iBhayibheli na uyadlula ngathi uyiwaphara yemoto ungasidala uyehla uya ungasidala ntambama uyaphuka hey madod bathe musa kushintshile la ekhaya. But has him nigga 2 months, 3 months, 3 years. Ay. Go change it like Kyle. Send us your WhatsApps. Give us a call also. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. And you can give us a call. It's 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
There we go, man. And let me bring this to you, Jabu. I see WhatsApps are coming. I will read it. Is it Llewellyn? Yeah, Llewellyn. I will actually read what you said. And Terence Brink, I will read what you said also there. Thank you so much for those. They're just coming in. I want to touch on the issue of separation in this case. Psalm 84, verses 10. Let me bring this to you, Jobs. And it says, for a day in your court is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. It is when someone looks at the presence of Yahuwah, Elohim, and would rather be found at the presence of Yahuwah Elohim than at the shining fame and lights of wickedness. And someone says, I am separated. They imply that. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, really, you see it also, the spiritual separation in that choice that David was making, that better to be in God's presence than to be somewhere else. That's, you know, like a conscious decision from a person who really understands that God is everything to them. Without God, they can do nothing. I don't know if you remember, Peter, when Christ was releasing them to join the crowd and also forsaking, and he said, but siyobalekela kuwe Nkosi ngokuba kuwe sithola amazwi okuphila. So, you know, once you've come to realize that you are nothing without, you know, the Lord, without God, then you always, you know, like delight in being in his presence, in being where he is. at the expense of, you know, being somewhere where maybe there can be all the luxuries of this world and the riches and the wealth and everything that one can desire. But there is no God. There is no God. You know, there is nothing as painful as that. We've lived that life where everything seemed to be going very well, but no God, you know. It's such a painful life. I really don't wish it for anyone to really. That's why people need to discover, you know, like this wonderful life of living in the presence of God, in the glory of God. That's why David says it's better, you know. It's one day in your court than thousands, you know, thousands elsewhere. You know, he says even I'd rather be a doorkeeper. You know, so that's just the sign of really understanding the spiritual separation that, you know, God is better than everything. You know, when I'm with God, you know, I can lose everything, but as long as God is on my side, I'm fine. I'm happy. So also, let us value, you know, let us value also, you know, like God in that manner that we can choose to be with him. When people ridicule us, you know, in the book of Luke 6:22, it says, blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you, actually ostracize you and insult you and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man, Yahusha, Yeshua. When they scorn you because of that, not because of you, because of that name that you bear, that you keep on really reflecting and glorifying. When abantu bekhleka bakriticize ababekela phansi bakhiphi imbazana emsebenzini bekumele promote wena, but because of leli gama wangaphonyothwa. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. You know, you should always know that you are blessed. Just like Christ said when they bakshaya ngapha esihlathini sanga ngasokudla banikeze esokunxele, so because you know that you are blessed because of this great name that you bear.
Yeah, absolutely. We're taking your calls. Oh, that's powerful, Jabu. That's powerful.
Amen.
That's powerful. Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you make of this. Things are really coming across. Things are really happening. And we are, as believers, expected to be consecrated, you know, separated from these. But how is our separation? And what do we talk about when we imply issues of separation? What is it that we are referring to? What does it mean to be separated? I need to hear from you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 and 012-333-8699. And you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729 and tell us how you feel about this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. And I wanted to read what is it, Terence from the Kakamas, I think. Eh? Says spiritual separation is good. It keeps you away from all the negative things that is happening all over the world. But how? How does it keep you away from negative things? We still all get the flu. I had the flu for quite some time. I had to isolate because of the flu. Only came out yesterday. Actually, this morning. What does it mean? What are those negative things? We spoke of wickedness, the trends of wickedness, the abuses that we see, corruptions that we see, being separate from such. We spoke about such. Let me hear what you say. Thank you so much, Terence, for that. I really, really appreciate. And all right, Brian, is it Brighton and Nanlaku? Was commenting, separated stars like this one. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Yeah, absolutely. Separation can also mean that. Choosing your house to serve the Father. I understand. Actually, so many WhatsApps have been sent on this very picture. Okay. Right, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699 Godwin Mlambo. True, says Godwin Mlambo there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Professor. Let's see. Terence Brink there. It says spiritual separation is good. I read this one. Let me go to this one. This one is from, is it Livelyn Linden? Livelyn Linden says, born righteous in Christ. It's because of him that you have, you are in Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. You have been justified freely in Christ, with his life and nature of righteousness in your spirit. Now, you can boldly fellowship with God in love without a sense of guilt, condemnation. Hallelujah. It says Christ has been made our righteousness. Your righteousness is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I think that is what should make you separate. It should make you different. Eh? Okay. Here's another one. Let's see this one. Right. This is from Dorothy. Says, Sanbonani Pasare, and thanks for the song, Oqale Ngayo. Hey, my daughter. Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga. Siyabonga. Uthi thanks for the song Oqale Ngayo, and then says, we bless the Lord. Spiritual separation. Thina asisazenzeli ngokuthanda kwethu. We don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Romans 12 verses 2. John 17 verses 16. They do not belong to this world. Okwethu ukuthi sivumele ukuhanjiswa ngokwezimiso zikaBaba uNkulunkulu. Sibuze intando yakhe ngoba yiyo emnandi, kube yiyo ebusa izimpilo zethu. That is what it says there. Hope I read it right. Yeah, send us your WhatsApps. 012-333-8699. You can give us a shout on that number, and also 012-334-1322. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. Let's get what you're saying.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Angithi Sipho banokuthi mina ngidlala izingoma.
Yini le?
Yini le?
Yini
le? Hey. Listen to this one. I hope all our friends are listening.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.